life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Edgar Blazona. Edgar, are you ready to do this?
I sure am. Thanks for having me.
Excited to have you on. Edgar is the founder and president of Benchmade Modern. They're a new tech-driven sofa company on a mission to change the way that people shop. Edgar, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm Edgar Blazona. As you mentioned, I am the founder and of a fun and exciting company. I'm trying to make the sofa buying experience not suck, you know? So I started this company, you know, to change the way, you know, the way that we buy furniture. You know, it reminds me of the day when I was being asked to, you know, let's go furniture shopping. And I would think, man, I don't want to waste my Sunday, you know, driving around from furniture store to furniture store and so on. Let's just pick a sofa. And that kind of inspired me to start this brand, Benchmade Modern. You know, how can I create a company that is fun, that you know, that you can get furniture made quickly? You know, why does it take so long? You know, there's all of those things that kind of blend into the buying experience of upholstery. And as weird as it is, you know, who starts an upholstery company? I come from the furniture background. You know, I left high school very early on to start my first company. Never looked back. You know, I made a little bit of money and thought, man, this is my new life, you know? And so I never looked back, and I've been doing furniture ever since.
Nice. I love it. I was just thinking about the last time I went and bought furniture, and it was almost exactly as you described. I walked into this huge place after going to two places. There were all these people. I was like, what are all these people doing here? I just want to, you know, buy this thing or that thing. And it did suck, Edgar, and I still haven't gotten it. So I should have talked to you first. Anyway, so you had this personal experience. You said it's got to be a better way. Before we jump into that, why does it take so long?
Well, that is a great question. And I had to ask the same question. You know, I've been to a million dinner parties and heard a very similar story as yours, right? I bought this sofa and, you know, I bought it in red and, you know, why is it still not with me? You know, I have a friend currently, big name retailer, I will not mention their name. He was very like apologetic and even buying from another retailer. He still hasn't gotten his sofa, and it's been 6 months already. And I like to rub that in his face every day. Frankly, I'm glad he didn't buy a sofa because I can rub it in his face every day. That's much better. But, you know, it takes a long time for the wheels to turn, right? And it doesn't have to. And so, you know, in reality, you know, I mean, how long do you think it actually takes to build a sofa once it's like started? Once the paperwork's been started, how long do you think it takes?
A day?
Yeah, a day. So why is it 6 months?
I don't know.
And so that's the kind of thing that I was pushing at, right? That's what I decided to really open up and understand. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, how the materials are ordered. You know, frankly, do they even have the materials when you order it? You know, that's a big part of it, right? I want that red sofa. And at the retailer, the salesperson is going, yeah, absolutely, Mr. Blazona, we've got red for you. And in reality, they don't have red. And in fact, guess what? The fabric supplier even dropped red because red doesn't really sell, right? And so and by the time you actually get that information back, now it's been a month because the sofa supplier is dragging its feet. How are we going to get red and all that? And so things just end up backing up. And so I decided that I would build a business that was, you know, that there was eyes on everything, that that you could really just, I would just say to people, hey, look, we don't have red. And they're not going to carry red instead of just dragging it on and on and on. So how can I be the most transparent upholstery business that we've ever seen before?
Love it. You know, and it always sort of boggles the mind. I come from the financial industry, which is as clear as mud, and it's not transparent. It's getting there, but it's always like, why aren't people more upfront and just clear? And no, we don't have red. We're never going to have red. So you can't have red. You can have these colors, but you're never going to have red. Is that just they don't want to turn people off? They think that the answer should always be yes to the customer?
Yeah, I think that that comes from an old school business sense, right? And look, let's be honest, the furniture industry isn't so new school. I mean, right. Just the makings of it alone, it's a business that's been with us in the United States for a long, long time. And so I think it carries over some old school thinking, right? Let's just take their money. Like, let's get the money and let's get them into a sofa and we'll worry about the fabric later. And I think that there is a new customer, you know, that's come about. And really, you know, you could look back at retailers like, oh man, you know, Bonobos in the clothing industry, Zappos, you know, they're a great example of a customer. You know, they sell shoes. I don't know if you're familiar with Zappos, but sure. You know, he came along, Tony Hsieh came along and was like, yeah, man, you know, order this from us. We'll be transparent about it. You know, we'll ship it to you. You ship it back. It's, you know, it's no big deal. And don't worry about it. We got you covered. And I think that really changed the mind of the customer today. And you start to have, you know, FedEx, another great example, right? Where is my package, right? FedEx will tell you where your package is for better or for worse constantly. And I think those were all signals early on that started to change the way we do business in general. And I think the furniture business should follow suit accordingly.
Nice. So you look at, you say there's got to be a better way. It shouldn't suck. In fact, we can even have fun in the process, you know, crazy. And, but there's a lot that goes into, I imagine, making that decision and then actually delivering on what you said that you wanted to do.
Sure. Yeah. You know, a lot of it too is the shipping, right? So, you know, it's funny, you know, when we very first started, we made sofas, we could make them as quick as 24 hours. You could pay a little bit extra money. And frankly, we held a space, you know, in the manufacturing, queue so that we could do these 24-hour sofas. But interestingly, when you're making a sofa that quick, even though that's how long it takes, the customer's perception is, well, it can't be very good quality, right? And then you turn that into how long it takes to ship. It takes me anywhere from, you know, 1 and 3 weeks to ship a sofa across the country. And the way FedEx has got everybody moving, right? It's this 24-hour, you know, second day delivery, first day delivery. We expect, Amazon's a great example of that, right? I mean, they're delivering things same day and next day, right? We expect the shipping to be in the same line as the manufacturing. And so really the hard part for us is shipping. You know, we've got to move this giant piece of furniture, frankly, in these little trucks relatively, and we got to move it across the country and we got to get it in your door and all that. So I think there's the real hurdle. You know, there's a big step there, and just the way that we see other products moving throughout, you know, it's, we're not shipping a little box of shoes, so to speak.
Yeah. Fascinating. It's always interesting to learn about industries. You say, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I never really thought about it that way. And then what popped into my head is somebody's got to also then get the box off the truck and bring it into my living room and set the thing up. And I imagine that you're interested in controlling that process as much as you can too, because those probably aren't employees of Benchmade Modern.
Yeah, 100%. And even, you know, even just the trucks, right? The truck that actually is coming to you is different. Those trucks have to have a lift gate, right? Hmm. Now we learned that, you know, somewhat the hard way. It took a long time to kind of get that together. Why are we getting all these damages, right? Well, you know, the truckers, you know, are rolling the sofa off the back, you know, they're almost somersaulting it off the back gate on these big semi trucks, right? And so it took a while to learn, like, hey, look, if we have a lift gate, right? And frankly, if we demand a lift gate at every delivery, right? So now we've got that problem solved. The sofa's coming off the truck reasonably, but we still got to get it in, right? You'd be amazed, you know, white glove delivery. You know, I don't know if you just kind of described it. You know, these were guys that actually wore white gloves, right? Mm-hmm. The whole thing was like this very upscale business. And you can imagine, especially in this day and age with labor shortages and all that, you can imagine where things might get cut. But we try to use trucking services, and, you know, we use a ton. There's like 100 different companies and whatnot that we have to use to service the country. And we try to use the upscale ones to make sure that the product goes in the door as easily as possible. And, you know, it takes someone who's moved some sofas. You know, you'll notice a good guy that will just bring the piece right into the house. He'll spin the sofa correctly. He'll rotate it correctly. He'll get it right in the room of choice. But it takes, almost a craftsman, you know, in that regard, someone who really knows what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that. And then we haven't even talked about actually designing.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
The sofa, because we've all sat on a crappy sofa, and, you know, there's a lot of ugly sofas out there. I don't want either one of those. I want a comfortable sofa that looks beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting too. You say comfort, right? What's comfortable to me is not comfortable to you, you know, and vice versa. So I, as a designer, you know, as the head designer myself, I need to design products that will fit and feel good for everyone's comfort, right? What is, you know, a high seat maybe is really uncomfortable for a shorter person. What's a relatively low seat, you know, is horrible for a tall person, right? Then we have softnesses and, you know, all of those things. One of the first things I always like to ask people, and when I get on the phone, I still do some calls, some, you know, I'll pick up the phone and talk to customers, right? I like to stay in touch with them and whatnot. But one of the first things I ask them is, what sort of sofa are you coming out of, right? That's the telltale sign. Because if you're coming out of a big, tall back, cushy sofa, right? And your partner is been looking at all these design magazines and the style and trend is low, maybe a tight back, you know, you're going to get that sofa and you're going to be like, this ain't no sofa. You know, what is this, right? And so So there's a lot of that that comes into play. You know, how far are we pushing the envelope a bit? And you know, frankly, I'll ask them, like, what retailer do you like? Like, what are the signals that I can get out of them? You know, like, I'm an Apple lover, right? Then I know, like, okay, you're a little bit more modern. You know, you're looking at things in those ways. You know, what hotels do you like? You know, that has a lot to do with it. It really starts to speak to the design aesthetic that you're interested in. And those are all great signals that help me as a designer. At this point, I'm more placing you in a sofa than designing a sofa for you. You know, we've got 12 different collections, you know, we've got all shapes and sizes. I'm trying to hit, you know, a good portion of the design world with that breadth of design, but I don't hit it all. You know, we're a little bit more modern. We're a little bit more lower. We're a little bit more sleek than your big, you know, giant couch, so to speak.
Yeah. So yours don't have like the refrigerator in it and then the crank where the deal pops out.
Yeah. I don't have the crank. You know, we have some good lounge chairs, but all that stuff is pretty hidden these days. That's for sure.
Well, good enough. And I'm not disparaging Lazy Boy or anyway, I think y'all understand what I'm trying to say here.
Those guys make a great product, frankly, you know, and they've built a name on that big crank recliner and you know, hats off to them. Our sofas are a little different. That's for sure. But hats off to them as well.
Yes. Cheers. All right. And then talk about change the way that people shop. So walk me through the experience.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, one of the things that we do is you come to our site and right at the top of the page, you'll see free swatches. You hit that free swatch button. We send you a giant box with 100 different fabrics in it. You know, a typical retailer, you'll go in and you'll look at a sofa. They'll have 5 or 6 colors that they stock and maybe another 20 or so colors that you can get. You know, we offer 100 different fabrics, all performance fabrics, you know, really great for cleaning and so on. We offer one other thing too that's just pretty unique to just us. If you go to a product page, you kind of pick your sofa and you slide the slider around the sofa, expands and contracts to the right size that you want, then you can hit the print button. We actually send you a full-scale drawing that you lay out on the floor of whatever custom size that you want. Big, giant rollout thing, right? Even a corner sectional. And you can roll this thing out on the floor. You can, you know, you can sit on it. You can see, did my family fit there? Does my husband fit between the arms? You never guess how many times that question comes up. You know, can I lay on this sofa? Can my husband lay on this sofa and fit in between the arms? So we kind of solve all of that with you know, a very simple old school, you know, piece of paper. No digital, you know, no fancy apps to get, just a piece of paper that you can lay out on the floor. So, and at that point, you can choose a sofa. And, you know, we make it right now. We're at about 5 weeks, which is frankly a long lead time for us. But, you know, given where we are, we're still trying to recover from the backlog of, you know, heavy COVID days and shutdowns and all that. So we're coming back. We're driving that number down, you know, lower and lower. But right now we're about 5 weeks and you know, you hit the order button and we'll be there in a very short amount of time, frankly. Right now it's like 6 months. Most suppliers are out 6 months right now, which is way too long. That just kills me.
Yeah, it's fascinating. What do you hear most that it never ceases to amaze or surprise you? Is it, I wish it was bigger, I wish it was smaller, anything like that?
Yeah. You know, proportions to the room plays a big, big role in it. If you notice, a lot of our sofas are up on legs. You know, the footprint of the sofa, so to speak, is a little smaller, right? And that fits into a smaller room, right? And so it's these proportion things that you see. Like, we'll take a retailer like, say, Restoration Hardware, real big footprint sofas. You got to have a big footprint living room for that to sit in. You know, and our customers and our price point, you know, we tend to sell into the smaller living rooms. I'm still pretty big living rooms, but nevertheless, on the smaller side. And I think that proportion thing comes up a lot, you know, and people order these sofas and and it looks too big or it looks too small in their room. And I get that question a lot. You know, I want to maximize seating space, right? You can imagine that. I want to maximize seating space, right? Which I get, right? But then at the same time, you're putting this behemoth into the room. And so, you know, we're a little bit more into fine design, a little bit more into what the overall room looks like. I always tell people, let the sofa be the canvas and not the art, right? Mm. Like, don't just like, I want orange. Orange is cool, right? I want to put an orange sofa. Like, you're going to hate orange in, you know, 6 months. It's like, put some orange pillows on it. You know, let the sofa be the canvas and not the art.
I love it. Nope, I want red, and that's all there is to it, Edgar. Edgar, the people are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Okay, so this is something that I learned pretty early on when reaching out to other entrepreneurs, right? And it was a lot of it had to do with fundraising. You know, we were a venture-funded business in the beginning, and one of the things that I learned early on is ask for money. Get advice, ask for advice, get money, right? So that was something that was very, by the time I figured that out, you know, I was able to reach out to some people and, hey, you know, I'd love to get a little insight on my company. And, you know, soon enough at the end of the meeting, they'd say, well, I'd like to invest, you know? And so I've proven that one out, and that's what I got for you.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets, come on. If you're looking for advice, ask for money. If you're looking for money, ask for advice. I love it. Well, Edgar, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you, and where can they get a Benchmade Modern sofa?
Yeah, you can check us out at benchmademodern.com. And I've got a code for you guys, your listeners. So you can use LIFE15 for a 15% off. They can use it at any time. Doesn't need to be sale or anything like that. But yeah, come check us out, order up some swatches, get this amazing box. They'll be there in a couple days. And I think you'll be pretty stoked on our product.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Edgar your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to benchmademodern.com and check out all the great stuff they've got going on. And should you find something that you cannot live without, enter the code LIFE15, 15% off. Thanks again, Edgar.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities?
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America?
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information. Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.